This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's talk about President Cyril Ramaphosa's visit here in Limpopo. He was here to inspect progress made by the National Department of Transport in completing a 40-kilometer rural access road project that will link several district municipalities. The project is a flagship of the department's intensive Samba Sonke program and covers the R36 provincial route via Marubeng to the D11 road and goes to Capricorn and some parts of Mopani district. So we're speaking to Dr. Dixon Masimula, the MEC that looks at this portfolio and look at that visit and what has happened around the plan. MEC, good evening. Welcome to Progressive Talk.
Good evening, Nyamla, and also a very good evening to your listeners tonight.
Good evening, indeed. Thank you very much for joining us. Well, let me see, obviously, the president's visit. Maybe we start there. What is the importance of this visit? Why did the president come?
Well, we are very grateful as a province today, led by our premier, Honorable Chubu Stanley Matabata, for the fact that the work that we continue to do in the province, working together with the National Department of Transport, necessitated the visit by the president to come and see for himself on site the work that we're doing, inspected progress on site, but equally important, got a very thorough, briefing of the rollout of our infrastructure, but the flagship of what we call Legema Dizineng, which our minister calls it the Hamba Songe. So it was a very good visit, which we are very much grateful and appreciative. It shows that the province is doing things right, because getting the attention of the president, it's not a simple matter. It means they have actually used all the tools of analysis and across the whole country. Finally, everything pointed to Limpopo province, and that is why we're able to host him today, and we're very happy for that reality.
So obviously, he's here to assess the progress. What kind of progress has been made?
We, through the state-owned entities that we have in government, nationally, we have SANRAL, and in the province, we have a road agency, Limpopo, which are the state-owned enterprises which are occasioned to ensure, rollout of road infrastructure in the province. The work has started almost 3 years ago to connect the communities between Moribeng and the wholesale, somewhere in Mopani, at the intersection with D11, Mamaila Kulibetuna. It's a very long stretch of road going through a very difficult terrain, very mountainous, very difficult. But our engineers at RAL, working together with the contractors who were actually given that responsibility, supported by National Department, they've been able to work through that process up until completion. Today, the president came to see progress. We are almost at 95% in completion of the project, which will be most probably closed up on somewhere around the end of March. So we called him to come and see one of the policy dimensions which he pronounced in the past few State of the Nation addresses, that there's a need for a rural road infrastructure rollout program, and provinces were therefore then expected to make sure that they give expression to that program. And we in our province have exactly done that, and that is the reason why today we came there, not only to look at or visit the entirety of the project, but more of his interest was to look at the labor-intensive method which we're using in providing the rollout of rural infrastructure projects, because that's what would do a large extent as we recover from COVID-19 and therefore dealing with the socio-economic conditions of our people out of the impact of COVID-19. We've got to massify opportunities. We've got to make sure that we deal with matters of unemployment. But whatever projects, to whatever extent which we implement, must have that social aspect where an economic benefit related thereto for our people to survive out of this situation. So that situation there was very, you know, practical, because 115 people were employed on that site, and they are nearing towards their completion of the project.
Yeah.
50 enterprises were also linked to what SMMEs. So it was a holistic package of benefits, both from labor and as well as business, you know, opportunities.
Yeah, because interesting you mentioned that spot where you visited. I wanted to ask, what's the interest? What is happening there? What stands out from the other parts? Actually, I also want to know the reason for what sets this road apart. But we start with that spot that you visited. So you're saying it's the labor-intensive work that's being done there. What does that mean practically?
Yeah, you know, the terrain through which that federal road has been constructed, it's a very, very mountainous and very difficult. So the engineers from Road Agency Limpopo actually came with a differentiated approach in us providing that infrastructure for our communities in that area where it links the two districts of Capricorn and as well as Mopani. Mm. It has got three components. In fact, there's a component or a part where it is done through or by use of bricks.
Mm.
It's called paving.
Mm.
It has got other parts where it was done through, concrete. And you've got the other parts where it was done through the normal, upgrades, which people know, asphalt.
Mm.
So it has got three different, portions.
Yeah.
But all in all, they have connected that road right up to where it's supposed to go. Very good quality, infrastructure. Just that. In the Lechima detailing part of it, and said, Premier Matavata and MEC Masimola, how distinctive is this project? And that's what brought him to the province, because he wanted to see from the asphalt side, from the concrete side, it's fine. But the most interesting part was on the labor-intensive part of it, where Lechima detailing was the main issue, because the majority of our people were basically using interlocking the bricks for almost about 4 to 5 kilometers so that they can be in a better position to spend some time there working, feeding their families, surviving out of that. But what the president then said was that this is what we call massive intensive labor system. And we said in our province, we call it Gasperi Lechema Dizileng. And therefore, it means we must massify participation of local communities in the rollout of our infrastructure. So this is just one part.
Yeah.
Wherever we'll be going, depending on circumstances, that is the way to go, because the economy is not doing well. People are not employed. People are struggling, are suffering. And therefore, rollout and stimulation of our economy must also go along with benefits that are related thereto out of the actual rollout that brought the president down to our province to come and look at the extent to which what he will be talking about. That's what he said on site, that on Thursday at the State of the Nation address, he's going to give feedback and say, this is what I said, and I went to Limpopo. Practically, I found exactly what I anticipated being rolled out, and that is what provinces, including our province, must continue to do as we provide infrastructure, because it does not only mean that it is asphalt alone that actually upgrades roads to proper state of usability. So it needs a differentiated engineering approach, but included in that is paving, which is quite cheap, but also very easy to maintain, unlike asphalt in most parts of the province. But the terrain becomes the main determining situation on how do you, from an engineering point of view, utilize those different methods.
Yeah. Dr. Dixon Masimola, MEC for Public Works, Roads and Infrastructure. Thank you very much for your time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.